Welcome everybody. Shir number 1317 in the writing. It's shir number 469. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Negovasser. Now, the halach of Negovasser would apply to men and women alike. Just like a man has to wash and make a bracha, same thing would apply to a woman. I mean, to wash and make a bracha, especially since women, and there's another thing even more involved, one has to be careful, we'll talk about down the road, in reference to touching food. One has to be careful when, before they wash negovasser, not to touch the food. So especially women usually are the ones that are preparing for the food, so then one, they should be extremely careful to make sure that they do wash negovasser. Obviously both men and women have to wash, but food can't be touched before negovasser. It's a big problem. We'll talk about that going down the road. Now, touching the food without washing negovasser would make the food which is touched impure. Okay, the yaved, if it was done, one could still eat the food, but it's not a good thing to do. You have to be careful to, you know, make sure not to touch food before you one washes negovasser. Now, even children under the age of chinuch, small children, 2, 3, 4, whatever the case is, who do not have the obligation to do this mitzvah of washing, should still either wash or have their hands washed for them. This is due to the fact that they would also be touching food, right? Which can make the food impure. But there are paiskim who disagree and maintain, no, children under the age of chinuch, in other words, if they're above chinuch, above the age of whatever the case of chinuch is, of course, everybody has to talk to their own rav and find out. It could vary sometimes in the children themselves, so you have to really discuss with a rav on each child and find out when the chinuch is the age of chinuch. But in general, many paiskim do disagree and maintain that children under the age of chinuch, like small children, 2, 3 years old, whatever the case is, that if those are for sure under the age of chinuch, do not have the ruach ra on their hands. They want a taina. They say that they don't even have the ruach ra on their hands themselves. Therefore, there is no need to wash their hands according to those paiskim. Now, So what's the bottom line? Bottom line is, it's a machlokes back and forth. Maybe we'll talk about it more, but it is said over. Rabadna brings down in his sefer that he heard from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So it's said over in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein that even though there is no obligation according to halacha to wash the hands of a child, in other words, halacha lemaisa, there's no real obligation to wash the hands of a child under the age of chinuch, 2, 3 year old, whatever the case might be. Nevertheless, it's still a good thing to wash the hands of a small child when they get up. But Rav Moshe does add that it's enough to wash their hands only once after they get up from sleeping at night. So Rav Moshe wants to say that washing a child's hands one time will be enough. As opposed to a regular adult, obviously we know a regular adult has to wash alternately, right, left, to remove the ruach ra. So, but when it comes to a child, again, under the age of chinuch, a child over the age of chinuch, it's just like any other mitzvah that, you know, the child has to be, has a chiyuv to do the mitzvah, albeit midrabanan, and even if it's a deraisa, it would still be midrabanan, but be it as a maid, there's a chiyuv, the father has to, teach child, and also, you know, the parents have to teach the child and also on the child itself. Okay, but putting that aside, so small children, that's how Rav Moshe says, it brings it down, bottom line, that they should wash, but one time, it's a good thing to wash the hands of a small child, but it's enough to wash the hands only once after they get up from sleeping at night, as opposed to the full 3 times. And then once they reach the age of chinuch, then they should wash the full 3 times. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Racha Koltuv.